Okay, and again, to focus on the significance of delay, as other countries have broadband that they can use to educate their engineers and scientists and do their business, the competitive advantage of Americans declines relatively at every moment. There's more delay, doesn't it?
It does, and these are fundamental issues, because if you fall behind a month or 6 months or whatever, you don't just catch up in a month, because you have geometric growth. Everything is interrelated.
Right.
And if you fall behind too far, you may never catch up.
So as they say, justice delayed is justice denied. Broadband delayed is broadband denied as well.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Now, you have to also bear in mind that in particular, countries like India, countries like China, some of the other East Asian countries in particular, are very rapidly industrializing. They are in part responsible for why our gasoline rates have jumped up so high, because their economies are putting lots more industrial and automotive needs into the system,
right?
Which seems to me to be yet another one of those very important reasons why it is important for our country to get moving forward with broadband as rapidly as possible, because the more access we have to advanced communications technology, the more cars we can get off the streets, the more telework and telemedicine and distance learning and all those other things we can implement without requiring the movement of bodies through space that is becoming increasingly expensive in this environment that we're facing today.
And in fact, this could also be a model for the developing countries of India and China. They might want to skip the traffic jams that are so endemic in the United States now and move directly to a telepresence society.
Right.
Okay,